You're not sick, Amelia, no.
No?
No, you're a little farsighted.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
Thanks for listening.
Enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody. I recorded a brief interview today with the director of Hard Kill. I wanted to get it up real quick because the movie comes out tomorrow, and I hope you all can check it out. Fans of stuff from Cannon, Shapiro Glickenhaus, and that era of action film are really going to enjoy this. Lots of explosions, lots of fighting, lots of fun. Starring Jesse Metcalf and featuring Bruce Willis. Just a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy it, and thanks for stopping by.
Derek Miller. Read up on you. Impressive stuff.
Just doing my duty.
Spoken like a true soldier.
I'm sure you recognize your old friend, the partner.
How could I forget? Put a bullet in my back.
She's been raising hell all over the globe for the past 2 years.
Hold on.
Last week, partner stole a piece of technology.
This is how we change the world.
I need you and your team on this one.
Hey. We do it my way.
No questions asked. I'm in.
All right. We got your back. Not loving the spot, boss.
Martin, he's coming here.
If you want to survive, we're going to have to work together.
Just remember, we have all the manpower and all the leverage.
Dad!
He's using my daughter to get to me. You got kids, Miller?
Just go get my little girl.
Let's do this.
Hoorah!
Come out, wherever you are.
Hoorah!
You truly do not know when to quit.
I got your back, soldier.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. So, you know, I guess we'll get right down to it because I don't, you know, we only have like 10, 15 minutes. But,
yeah.
So you have a new movie coming out called Hard Kill. I guess it comes out tomorrow. I'm actually new to your films and, found out when doing a little bit of, you know, IMDb research, that this is now your third straight with Bruce Willis. So, I guess I want to start right there and say, how'd you get hooked up with Bruce Willis?
Yeah, that's a great question. This is the conclusion of what I call the Escondari Willis trilogy. So it's been a fun ride for the last 2 years or so. But no, basically it was through a company called EFO Lionsgate initially, where they have a deal and like an output deal with Bruce. And there's a certain like I sold a script that they ended up picking up, and Bruce was one of the people that they attached to shoot. And then, so I came on board and it was a good experience. So they asked me to come back to another one, and then it turned into a third one. So it's sort of, you know, in this business, a lot of times work leads to more work. And a lot of times it's just people like working with people that they enjoy. So it just sort of kind of, we had a good working relationship and that continued.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So did you say you wrote these films too?
No, it was a script called The Long Night. It ended up turning into Survive the Night. But,
okay.
It was a film that I sort of co-wrote with another writer.
Okay. And so that was the first one of these three?
It was supposed to be the first one, but, you know, when we sold them the script, we were working on development. They're like, oh, hey, we have this other script called Trauma Center. you know, do you want to give this a read as a possible project to do first? And I was like, oh, yeah, sure, let me take a look. And I read the script, and I thought it was a fun chase thriller in a hospital. It had a lot of Die Hard vibes to it, sort of like a female-driven Die Hard contained thriller. And I thought it was a kind of a fun script. So I was like, yeah, let's do this one first and see how it turns out. And it turned out pretty well. So that was sort of the impetus for the relationship.
Oh, very, very cool. And so, like, you referred to these as a trilogy. Are they a trilogy in a thematic sense, or are they actually a 1, 2, 3 building off of each other, or how are they
connected? No, they're completely different movies. All three of them were different. I mean, they all sort of play in the action thriller genre, but, okay. You know, the first one's more of a chase thriller. The second one is a home invasion drama. And Hard Kill is a complete sort of smash and grab, old school 90s, early 90s, late 80s heist action film. It's got tons of shootouts and fights and stuff like that. So it was interesting to be able to, over the course of like a short period, almost make these three completely different films in a way, but they all have Bruce in them. So it was a fun experience. And his character is so different in each of them.
I didn't see the other two yet, and I'm planning to, now that I've kind of, like, you know, seen this one and whatever, but I was curious because, looking just at the descriptions and his name in those movies and such, I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure they're completely different characters.
So, oh, no, yeah. they totally are. Like, in, Survive the Night, he plays a grandfather on a farm with his son and his wife. It's like a completely different story. And Hard Kill, obviously, is completely different, too. So, no, it was interesting to see. I mean, when I worked with Bruce, I could see now why certain actors are movie stars, legends, icons. He's just, he's something else, you know what I mean, in terms of his talent on screen. Your eyes are just drawn to him, you know, as soon as you're looking at him on a monitor. It's just bizarre. He just has this sort of energy that he emanates,
right.
And it's not something that every actor has. Some actors, they're on screen and it feels kind of boring or flat, or there's nothing going on behind the eyes, but you put a close-up of Bruce and it's like you automatically see all this backstory in his eyes. It's so strange and it's like surreal, but I can see, like, a lot of these bigger actors and why they become famous and why they become who they are is they have that X factor. You know what I mean? It's not something you can learn. It's just, he's just born gifted, man. I mean, he just has it. You know what I mean? So it's interesting.
Definitely. And I think the other, I guess, name in Hard Kill would be Jesse Metcalf. And, you know, how did he come onto that project with you?
Yeah, Jesse was awesome. He sort of, they went out to for him as sort of to play the lead. And I hadn't had a lot of, I hadn't seen a lot of his work, but then I checked out a film he did with, Michael Douglas, and I was blown away by his performance, and I was like, oh wow, man, Jesse, he's got a lot of, talent. So when we ended up meeting, we chatted, we got it together on the script, and he was super dedicated. He really definitely was the anchor of the film for Hard Kill. I mean, his performance really just anchors all the other actors. And it's his movie, you know, he carries the whole thing, and I think he did a stellar job to kind of elevate a lot of the scenes in a way that add nuance and depth to otherwise, like, kind of straightforward stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, I try not to hold against him his performance in God's Not Dead 2. It's not his performance, it's just the movie that it exists in the first place. But
yeah, I actually never seen that. I didn't.
Yeah, don't. That's I hate watched it, and I shouldn't have. And it, I mean, it worked.
Hey.
It made me angry, and that's what I expected. So,
nice,
but anyway,
nice.
And I'm a Christian myself. But like Christian movies tend to be like the bane of my existence. So but I actually, it's funny you bring up his, you know, the way he throws himself into a role, because even in that awful movie, and I will say it's an awful movie, he's good. Like, he's really good in an awful movie, you know what I mean? So,
right,
you know,
right, totally.
it says something, you know, that he could be like that. And yeah, so I was going to say that exactly kind of what you said, that he's got kind of the, you know, not just the star, but he kind of anchors a lot of the scenes. He's kind of, you could tell that he's kind of, you know, I feel like everybody is elevating their game around him because he's so good at, like, getting the best out of people, it seems like, the people on screen with him. I was very impressed by his performance, especially.
No, totally. And this is almost like a great, you know, example. Like, any studio sees this, like, man, get Jesse, like, a, you know, a bigger budget Marvel right. movie or something. I could see him taking it to another level. So he definitely got the chops, for sure. He's hard, and he prepares well. You know, that's not, a lot of times people think that actor, that they just show up, and it's like, no, I mean, you've got to do your preparation. I mean, I saw him on set. I mean, he'd broken down, he had an entire binder where he had the entire script broken down, scene by scene.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So that's the kind of preparation you need to do as an actor. It's not just, you know, expecting everybody else to do the work for you. It's like, I mean, he's like, you know, those classically trained actors, they break down every scene. They know what they're doing and every line of dialogue, what's the subtext, and how you elevate it, how you take it to another level. So definitely props on that.
So so it seems that you, for the last several years, you've been really in the action world. Is that pretty much what all your, you know, your experience has been in, or is that kind of just the last few years?
No, I mean, I started out, funnily enough, more in sort of like, my first feature was a film called Victim, which was sort of a horror movie, like a psychological horror movie. And then I did The Gauntlet, which kind of got retitled to Game of Assassins. And that was sort of like a horror flick as well, sort of like this, contained, action-y horror. And then I did a contained thriller, which was 12 Feet Deep, which was probably my biggest, film up to that point. And then it just sort of fell. I don't know if the right word fell into the action genre, but I've definitely been, as a filmmaker, always drawn to action, thriller, right. action, thriller, and suspense has always been sort of my forte. And no, I mean, I love it. I mean, it's definitely, you know, I am the type of filmmaker where, you know, I do love like crime thrillers and serial killer stories and you know, even a superhero movie would be fun to do. But I just love action. I mean, for me, a film should entertain an audience, should give them that escapism for a couple hours, take them to another world, and kind of help invest them in a different story and teach them something too, but not necessarily hammered over the head. You know what I mean? For me, it's more just, I want an audience to be able to be able to escape, really. I mean, all of my favorite filmmakers are filmmakers that, you know, that thought of, you know, they want an audience to be able to just turn off, not necessarily turn off their brain, but just, you know, kind of be entertained for a couple hours and escape reality.
Right. There's nothing wrong with the message, but you're more interested in the entertainment value, and if the message is part of it, cool, kind of thing. But, you know,
totally. If it's in the subtext. Yeah, if it's in the subtext right. and the audience pulls something away from it, that's always much more powerful, obviously, because then it goes into another realm. But you shouldn't go into, for me, I've never go into it like, okay, this movie, I'm going to preach to the audience about X, Y, Z.
Right.
Not my thing.
So you're not going to be directing the next God's Not Dead movie, is what you're saying.
Oh, no, yeah. Totally. That's not like that. I would stay away from anything like that.
You were reminded this movie stylistically of some of the stuff from like late 80s, early 90s. I grew up, I'm in my late 30s, so I grew up watching that stuff on, you know, Saturday afternoon television and stuff. And it reminds me a lot of some of the, you know, Glickenhaus and Cannon era stuff in that era, you know, some big explosions, some good fight scenes. And is that kind of something that you aspired to?
Totally. That was that was where I was kind of drawn to. So, and I'm in the same circle. I used to watch those things on like KTLA 5 and, yeah, those were like fun little action programmers. And that was sort of, you know, that's what I was going into with this film. Was like, you know, we got a 10-day shoot. We got a fun script. Let's do something that, you know, that the audiences can get pulled into and have fun with and kind of forget that we're living in a kind of crazy world right now. So yeah, no, I love those films. I love those kind of action flicks. And I think there's definitely a place for them still today.
Awesome. And so I know you got to go. So I just kind of wrap it up with asking, you know, what, give me the couple sentence elevator pitch for people who are on the fence that they want to go see Hard Kill. You know, what's your pitch on that?
For me, it's like, if you want to see just a cool, badass, throwback 80s, 90s, smash and grab, fun action flick that'll keep you entertained, check it out.
Awesome. And I second that for sure.